Or what's the bye week meant for you?
Well, it's was obviously badly needed. You know, we had we probably had seven or eight guys that had we played last weekend wouldn't have been able to play, and I think we have a chance of getting them back. So it's helped us obviously physically, and then you know, I think it's helped us regroup a little bit after the first 4 weeks.
But what do you see when you look at Kyle Orton and the way he's led this offense?
You know, he's obviously got a great grasp of what they're doing. He's extremely accurate with the ball. He's making quick decisions. You know, Kyle's a good athlete, has always moved around well. You know, I'm fairly familiar with Kyle. My brother's obviously coached him in Chicago, and, you know, he was playing awfully well a year ago before he had that ankle sprain. And, you know, he's a good football player that has really picked up the offense, and, you know, he's using all the weapons they have. And obviously Denver has, you know, multiple guys that they can get the football to.
You know, Vincent Jackson's obviously had another spike. What have you seen in his game that it's kind of allowed him to take even another step this year?
Well, Vincent is, you know, a guy that has just grown each year. And, you know, I think he's grown because he's worked so hard at it. And he's become a very, very disciplined route runner. I think Charlie Joyner has helped him a great deal in that area. You know, he is one of our hardest working guys. You know, and it's paid off in terms of his performance. Now he's a big, strong athlete. You know, who can go get the football. So that you know, his natural abilities along with his refinement in terms of as a player has come together.
How much of a priority is it for the organization to lock him up long term?
Well, it's again, those are things that everyone wants to talk about at this time of year. You know, you want to keep all your good football players. We do have a number of guys that, you know, in the next couple of years are going to have contract situations, but certainly from a standpoint of what's best for our football team, we'd love to have them here.
Coach, Phillip just talked about how important it is for the team to get a win this week. Do you feel the same way coming into Monday night?
Well, it's, you know, we know where we're at in terms of what Denver has done, you know, and we're playing a division game at home, so no question. It's a big football game. It's you know, when you're in your division, it's a big football game for both teams.
Is Sean Merriman in that group of guys that you were hoping to get healthy over the bye week, and kind of what's his status right now?
Sean was, you know, again, we won't start giving an injury report till tomorrow, but he was limited in practice today. He was able to go out and, you know, participate, so I'm hopeful he'll be ready to play.
How has it changed your defense not having him at full strength over the first couple games?
Well, you know, we went through it a year ago. Obviously, he missed 15 games, so I don't know. You know, that you can say, how does it affect their, well, do we miss him or whatever. You want every good player you can have, and he's certainly one of our better players. You know, we've, the combination of Sean not playing or playing limited number of plays, and then, you know, losing Jamal Williams in the opener, you know, we're working hard to overcome those things.
How big a loss was Jamal?
Well, Jamal's been, you know, I think most people that know our football team and who compete against our team know that he's, you know, been a key for us inside, and he's kind of the guy that's made this 34 defense go. Now, you know, you have injuries, and you've got to find a way to overcome them. And, you know, I think we got some young guys in there that are going to do good things for us. You know, we just need to grow in that area.
You guys made a move in your secondary today, is that correct, with Clinton Hart?
Yeah, we did. What we really did is made a move in the defensive line. Ian Scott was here in camp, and, you know, at the end of camp, he had some, you know, he was having a little bit of trouble with his knee, and you know, we let him go. He's healthy now, so we add him back to our football team. And obviously, that's due to our situation. We need to add another player, and he's a big, strong, physical guy. Played good in the preseason for us. You know, the area we had an extra player, it was at the safety position. And, you know, what we did is went with a younger player. We've had these young guys that we've mixed in as we've gone over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and, you know, we're going to give him a chance to play.
Cromartie had some interesting battles with Brandon Marshall in your games last year. Is he maybe better equipped to deal with Brandon this year? How do you think Brandon's playing, and especially in these last couple games?
Well, you know, Brandon's outstanding, and I don't know, you know, it's a tough deal to put any corner just and line them up against the, you know, the real quality receivers, and we've got to find a way to mix it up, and we've got to find a way, you know, to create different looks, so it's just not a every down go-to, you know, one-on-one matchup, because, you know, when we get those kind of matchups with Vincent Jackson, and, you know, we try to make the most of them, and I know that's what Denver has done with Brandon.
Anything else?
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you.